This is Ozarks at Large. A new report that shows teen pregnancy rates in the state are on the decline, though Arkansas still ranks third in the nation in the number of teen pregnancies for every 1,000 births. The report was released yesterday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and says more than 50 births for every 1,000 in the state are to teen mothers. Anna Strong with Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says there is obviously still work to be done to reduce the number of teen pregnancies in the state.
In general, you know, it's great that teen pregnancy rates are going down. In Arkansas, however, we still, you know, we're in the top few states in the nation. This report showed that over 50 of every 1,000 children that are born are born to teenagers, and so we want to do everything we can to reduce that number.
She says major steps to reducing further the number of teen pregnancies in Arkansas are reducing the poverty rate and increasing awareness about the problem.
We have our share of challenges across the board in Arkansas, whether it's education or access to health care, and I don't think that teen pregnancy always falls at the top of that list. That local awareness is very important to beginning to realize that there is an issue across the state, and it's not just
in certain areas. That while it's good that school districts are allowed to have some flexibility in how to teach sex education and reproductive health, their agency is working to encourage districts to use programs with a proven track record of reducing birth rates among teens.
State officials say the preparedness for possibly severe weather this spring is still an important matter. Tommy Jackson with the State Department of Emergency Management says the recent tornadoes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are a reminder to stay vigilant.
The key to surviving one and reducing the risk of injury lies in the planning and the preparing and the practicing what people and their families will do if a tornado strikes. And it's a good point here to throw out that flying debris causes more deaths and injuries during a tornado.
He says people should avoid windows if they're home when a tornado occurs. He says taking shelter under heavy furniture is also advisable. If you're on the road during a tornado, Tommy Jackson says you should leave your vehicle, avoid areas with many trees, and lie down flat in a gully or ditch.
A big name is being added to the Fayetteville Roots Festival. John Prine, considered by many critics to be one of the best songwriters of his time, will play at the August Festival inside Walton Arts Center. Festival organizers say John Prine will headline the Saturday night of the weekend-long event scheduled for late August.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team fell to Oklahoma last night in Norman 4-0. The 11th-ranked Hogs are now 24-8 and will next host the Kentucky Wildcats for three games this weekend at Baum Stadium. Kentucky is ranked as high as number one in the country in at least one college baseball poll. Meanwhile, the number 10 University of Arkansas men's golf team won its seventh tournament of the season on Tuesday when they took the team title at the Woodlands All-American Intercollegiate in the Woodlands, Texas.